You're listening to SBS News.
While Israeli warplanes pounded Gaza late into the night, Palestinians bombarded Israel with rocket fire throughout the day. More than 200 people have died in the war since May 10. Most are Palestinians. As casualties and the injured continue to overwhelm Gaza's already feeble health system, vital medicines are rapidly running out. And amid a surge of infections, Gaza's only COVID-19 testing lab has stopped working. Gaza Health Ministry official Rami Abdullah.
Now things have become more difficult and complicated after the bombing of the building next to the Ministry of Health, which contains the central laboratory, as this place has been completely damaged with all the services in it. And it's the central laboratory known in all Gaza Strip that it performs all the tests, especially the test of COVID-19. We don't have any other laboratory in the Ministry of Health. Only this laboratory conducts COVID tests.
In Israel, local residents rushed to bomb shelters, while rockets were seen being intercepted in the sky over Ashkelon.
We heard a siren. We were with the girl making dinner before putting her to sleep. We ran from our house. We don't have shelter. We went to my father's house next to me in the same neighborhood. We ran to the shelter. On the way, the rocket hit. The second I closed the shelter door, it looked like the door was closed from the blast. Me and the girl fell down, but thank God everything is okay.
But for some, everything is far from okay. To respond to the humanitarian needs and carry out essential emergency interventions in Gaza, the United Nations has launched a flash appeal for $38 million. Stefan Dujarric, spokesman for the Secretary General, says the UN is actively engaged with all sides and hopes funding will support up to 50,000 individuals over 30 days.
We want to see a stop of the fighting immediately. There needs to be a halt to the aerial attacks, to the rockets, to the artillery strikes going from one side to the other. Civilians need to be able to live in peace. We need to get that humanitarian aid into Gaza. For our part, our special coordinator, Tor Venislan, is actively engaged with all sides on the ground in order to work towards that end.
Taking his strongest stance yet, US President Joe Biden also spoke on the need to end the fighting. In a phone call on Wednesday, Mr. Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he expected a significant de-escalation on the path to a ceasefire. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Our focus has not changed. We are working towards a de-escalation, as I just read, to a sustainable calm, as we have stated over again. And the way that our approach is to make sure that we do this quietly, intensively, in a diplomatic way. And as you know, the president has done this for a long time, right, for decades. And so he believes with this in particular conflict situation that we're in, this is the approach that we need to be taking.
But despite hailing what he describes as support from the US, Mr. Netanyahu says he's determined to continue his military offensive until its aim is met.
With every passing day, we are striking at more of the terrorist organization's capabilities, targeting more senior commanders, toppling more terrorist buildings, and hitting more weaponry stockpiles. Just as I told the ambassador here today, this is the natural right of Israel. I very much appreciate the support of these governments, and I especially appreciate the support of our friend, US President Joe Biden, for the state of Israel's right to self-defense. I am determined to continue this operation until its objective is achieved, to restore quiet and security to you, the citizens of Israel.
Late on Wednesday, a senior Hamas official told Lebanon's Al-Mayadeen television channel he expected Israel and Gaza militants to reach a ceasefire in a matter of days. But it's unclear if the end of the violence is really in sight, as airstrikes continued into the early hours of the morning. Until a truce, more are likely to lose their lives. This newly made widow was on the phone with her husband when a Hamas rocket hit a packaging plant in southern Israel. He began working there days before the incident, after moving from Thailand last month.
If I can turn back time, I wouldn't want him to leave. He wanted to go to work for the family. Our children are still in school. His sibling is still in school. He wanted everyone to have a good future. That's why he went.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.